Good day to you. Here are my three things, Isaiah chapters 56 and 57. It's been a couple weeks since I was able to share any thoughts with you about Isaiah. Maybe you already finished Isaiah in your own personal reading, but let me go back and just pick up where I left off and share just some brief thoughts about these two chapters, three things. And really the first eight verses, number one of chapter 56, is really just a reminder the Lord's salvation is for all. When you look at verse 1, it's the Lord's encouragement to everyone who has been reached out by his offer of grace. He says, protect justice and carry out righteousness. House of Israel's response to this instruction? The Lord waited for his people to uphold his justice and his righteousness, but the majority turned their backs to his instruction, both his words of judgment concerning what is right and his promises of salvation. And so both the Lord's promises and his judgments against sin will be fulfilled. Second half of verse 1, my salvation is coming very soon. My righteousness is ready to be revealed. The Lord's true servant, the Messiah, is the one who fulfills the Lord's demand for righteousness and his promise of an atonement, which brings righteousness as a gift. And so the Lord's offer of grace through the Messiah and his work applies to all people, to the ends of the earth, Isaiah had said in chapter 49 and also in 42. And it's what decides membership in God's true Israel. Receiving the Lord's offer of grace in faith brings about a changed people. Out of thankfulness, they begin to love the Lord's justice and righteousness. And in verse 2, how blessed is everyone who does this, who grabs hold of it, who keeps the Sabbath, does not profane it, and who holds back his hand from doing any evil. And that's my number one. The second part, my number two, takes us a few verses later, verses 6 through 8, and that's a reminder the Lord's house is a house of prayer for all people. And so verse 6 addresses the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord and to minister to him and to love the name of the Lord. Right? They show their belief in the Lord by keeping the Sabbath day holy, thankfulness for the salvation of which the Sabbath day is a reminder. The Lord welcomes them into his fellowship as his own covenant people. Verse 7, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. I will bring them to my holy mountain, and I will make them glad in my house of prayer before that. And so that all our sins are forgiven by the blood poured out in our place. And so God's house is for all. And so verse 8 emphasizes this, right? The Lord does not just take in the scattered remnant of Israel. He says, I will gather still more people to my house besides the ones already gathered. Think of John 10, right? Jesus said, I also have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. And John 6, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And so there's my number two. And now my number three takes us into chapter 57. And really, it's this chapter deals with Israel's astonishing unfaithfulness to the Lord. Here in this chapter, Isaiah depicts the people's grievous idol worship and the astonishing unfaithfulness to the Lord in his own time. Verse 5, you who are in heat among the oaks and under every green tree, you who slaughtered children in the ravines, under the cliffs. Verse 7, upon a mountain high and lofty, you spread out your bed. Yes, you went up there to offer a sacrifice. The people's spiritual adultery is combined with physical heathen adultery. Maybe another word for that, maybe fornication. Their grievous unfaithfulness to their true husband, the Lord, has gone on for a long time and still continues. Verse 8, you deserted me and uncovered yourself. You climbed right into bed. You made room for them in your bed. You committed yourself to them. You loved their bed. You stare at their bodies. Maybe that's a euphemism for staring at their genitals, to put it rather bluntly. And so what we see in this unfaithfulness, even though the Lord has patience, that patience has a limit. Verse 12, I will expose your righteousness and your works, and they will not benefit you. What the people thought made them righteous is really no righteousness at all, but it's full of deceit and unfaithfulness. It's going to be exposed when the Lord intervenes with judgment. And so there are my three things on these two chapters. Certainly there's more there, but may I pray the Lord has blessed your reading of Isaiah and these thoughts, devotional thoughts I've shared with you. May God be with you the rest of today.